But right now, let's talk to Alderman George Cardenas. He is the alderman in the Little Village area where all this took place. And sadly, and I'm sorry this is going on, Alderman Cardenas, you have another tragedy right there in your ward. Thanks for joining the show.
And so can you hear me?
I got you there. Sorry about that, Alderman. Go ahead. I apologize. We're talking about the tragedy in your ward. A 17-year-old was shot and killed yesterday, and I barely made a headline with so many of the other things going on in the world, but I know that that has got to be close to heart for you.
Absolutely. And this is a terrible time. The Adam Toledo tragedy. There's another young lady that loses her life last night. And Lydia Jimenez, who lives in my ward, by the way. And, you know, I just it's tough for me. It's tough for my community. And we need to get a handle on how to go forward. Not just policing, but also resources. And all doing all we can to really to just meet the moment, if you will. We just cannot let up. And I know a lot of people, a lot of politicians gave their condolences and prayers to the family. But we got to do more than that. We have to come back with resources and commitments to this community. We owe it to them to have a better life and better future for their kids. They're part of Chicago. They're part of Chicago's future.
Yeah, and I heard the mayor talk about that and break down that seemed to be the number, one of the points that got her really emotional is that you've got to think about the future and stop failing our kids. Part of that is the gang culture that I believe Adam Toledo was either getting to be part of or he was a gang member. Do you know the answer to that?
My understanding from sources in the community and as well as the police that there is some gang relations that he was involved in, and mm-hmm. and this is part of the failure on that we talk about and how to reach teens like him that they could be in trouble, they could be susceptible to recruitment, that need a little more hand holding, if you will, than others. They tend to be manipulated a little bit easier, and so that's really the work that we must. Increase because we're doing some of the work, but it's just not enough. I think we got to do a better job of identifying those teens, and then set a plan for how to reach them and how to help them. And so that's the work that that I've been talking about for it seems like forever. Mm-hmm. It is never ending. We made some progress. We made some strides. There's folks on the ground that are dealing with this pandemic, this epidemic, also that we call it. But our teens need us. These kids, we just can't let them down. I know a lot of people are upset, but you know, let's not just stop. And you know, obviously, this is a very tough moment for a lot of us. Let's not stop here. Let's really bring home some badly needed resources. That's what I'm working on with all the stakeholders in my area to say, look, it's not just about making a statement. It's not just about putting out a press release. It's you committing. What are you going to do differently and your power and your position to bring there some badly needed changes and resources to this community?
I found it so powerful when the mayor shared that story of a young man she met in your ward in Little Village there. And he says you grow up and you walk by mural after mural of kid who's been killed or died at the hands of gun violence of some sort, some kind. And that's a yeah. really awful way to grow up. Right. And
yes.
so it's just.
I mean, yes, yes.
Go ahead.
And I was having the conversation with my staff and others about this very same topic. So over the almost two decades that I've been here as an alderman, things have changed. The city has changed tremendously. Our middle class has decreased by a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, marginalized communities are 2/3 of Chicago. And we have a police force that really has not kept up with 21st century methods. And what I mean by that is, you know, in the old days, if you had a gun, that was a big deal, that you had to need force, that moment with force, because it's a dangerous, that's the protocols that were established, and that needed to be done. Nowadays, you have a lot of young teens, a lot of young people with guns. Guns are everywhere. And so that's a different method. We got to come to terms with the reality that our society is different, and therefore our methods have to be different. And I think that's some of the things that we have not done well. And yes, the protocols are there for police to respond, and they did that well, and everybody obviously recognizes that they got there very quickly. But the methods themselves could have been handled better. And that's the thing, that we got to just account for the changes in our society and better training techniques. What do you do in that case when so many young people have guns in their hands? This is not going to be the last time. And so my fear is that we don't change fast enough, and it's going to happen again.
So just under a minute left here, Alderman, but what's an example of what could have been done differently there? These guys shot, the two of them, they believe, shot 8 rounds into the streets there at somebody. They were running from police who were trying to apprehend them. They were armed, and who knows if they were going to shoot someone else. Right. What do you do?
Look,
what do you do?
I'm not, it's not what I do, but for me, I come from the military, different training, but perimeter would have been set up. These are when you really have to call everyone in the surrounding area, all the beat officers that are close by, and then come to that moment. And could that happen a little faster? Maybe. I don't know what the resources, how they were deployed, but that's something that I think could have prevented this from happening. The young man first gets apprehended first, the 21-year-old. And at that moment, I think the dynamics change because they have somebody at hand of someone that committed a crime before, in the frames before the frames that brought us to Toledo. And so mm-hmm. those dynamics have to play out. I cannot speak for training, and I cannot speak for what they would do different. All I'm saying is that for me, as someone who has been in an alderman, also leadership positions, would expect a different thinking right there and then. I don't know what's in front of me, but I'm thinking they're young. I'm thinking they're very could be very young, and so I have to act differently in how I'm going to approach and slow down the process of where everybody's at.
Yeah, I hear you, and I welcome this discussion to continue. I know that there's going to be a full review of the foot chase policy, and I'm sure all ideas are going to be welcomed as part of that too. And so, some ideas there.
I can end with this: 21st century policing requires 21st century thinking. Our mm-hmm. young people now have weapons. That's the society we live in, with our constitutional rights. And so we have to change with those times and come up with a different way of doing things.
I hear you, Alderman. Thank you for the time this afternoon, okay?
Thank you.